Picture this. You're sitting with your phone trying to find one more way to reach your audience. You know you need another way to get your content out there to those who need it, but in a way that draws them in. You can do this through podcasting. Now you know podcasting can work, but how do you start? You can always hire someone to do it for you, but what if you just don't have the financial ability to do so? Or simply just don't want to spend the money? What if I told you you can get all of the steps from an experienced podcast manager to help you do this yourself? I have created the Podcast Launch Companion to help do exactly this. This is not another course from someone who has not helped dozens of podcasters get started. This is the exact process I use with my launch clients, step by step, for you to do on your own at a fraction of the done-for-you launch price. If you are ready to get a podcast launched by summer, click the link in the show notes or visit allisonnitch.com/DIY. That's allisonnitch.com/DIY to learn more. Now on to the episode. You may be hearing all of the benefits of having a podcast, long-form content, building relationships with your listeners who could potentially become your clients, becoming an expert in your space, and there's a million more. But what most people do not tell you is what really goes into podcasting. So I want to let you in on who I think should not start a podcast. So if you've been on the fence of whether or not you want to start a podcast, find out if podcasting is really for you. Hey, I'm Allison, former elementary teacher turned online business owner, but more importantly, your podcasting best friend. On this show, we will explore the power of using your voice to engage your audience and increase your impact. After 20 years of struggling to find what I was truly meant to do, it was a podcast that changed my life. Someone out there needs to hear your message. So get ready to unlock the secrets and use your powerful message to connect with your audience like never before. Whether you are thinking of starting your own show, just getting started, or an experienced podcaster, there is something here for everyone. Let's master your message. Hello, welcome back to Master Your Message. I'm Allison, your host. If you have not been here before, welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you are a returning listener, I am so thankful for you being here again. I'm doing a little bit of a flip the switch type thing this week, and I want to talk about who should not start a podcast, because sometimes we feel like everybody tells us what we should do, what we should do. But I also want you to really know what you're getting into. And so this week, I want to talk about who should not start a podcast. Now, starting a podcast can be one of the best things you can do for your business and your marketing. It truly is one of the easiest ways that I feel like I've been able to market my business. I absolutely love it. And I've seen my clients grow in their business because of their podcast. But it's not really for everyone. So again, if you've been on the fence wondering, should I start a podcast? Everyone's telling me I should start a podcast. I'm going to give you 5 reasons why you might want to hold off. Is podcasting for everyone? No, I don't think so. You have to truly want to put your voice out there and you have to stick with it. So here are the 5 reasons to not start a podcast. Number 1, if you're not truly passionate or really even care about what you're talking about, don't just start thinking it's going to be the way to grow. A podcast will not grow your business if you truly are not passionate about it. Your listeners will hear it in your voice that you truly don't believe in what you're offering, and it's going to not resonate with them. They're going to turn it off. They're not going to keep listening. Podcasting is a way to spread your message, to get your voice out there for what you truly want to help people with. And if you're not sure if what you're doing right now is truly what you're passionate about, you might want to wait a little while because it's not going to resonate with your listeners. When I thought about starting my podcast, I was very hesitant of whether I wanted to just talk about podcasting all the time. But then I had to stop and think, I'm passionate about it. One podcast changed my life. It led me out of my comfort zone of teaching. I was able to start my business and I've just been a whole lot happier. So I feel like if I can help others realize that they could do that for other people, that's what I want. But if your offer, if your business is not really what you're passionate about right now, and you're trying to figure out what that is, just wait. Something will come up And maybe you can find a reason to have a podcast about something else. But don't just have a podcast thinking, oh, it's going to help me grow my business. I'm going to get clients, because it is a long game. And if you're not wanting to offer what you're offering, your listeners will pick up on that. Okay. Reason number two, you want to make money fast. That's not going to happen. Yes, some people jump right out of the gate and they come out with sponsors and they have all of this, yes, money coming in. But you have to have had a huge following. And I'm not talking just 1 to 200,000 followers. I'm talking millions. Now, with having hundreds of thousands of followers, could you come out of the gate making money? You could, yes. But it is still going to take some time. Not all of your followers are going to become podcast listeners. You have to remember, if you have an Instagram following of, let's just make it easy, 100,000 followers, how many of those followers see your content every single day? They follow you, and that following number stays there whether they're seeing your content or not. I would look at your insights to see who's looking at you and who's watching what you're doing. That's going to give you a better indicator. So let's just say out of those 100,000 followers, if you're looking at your insights and maybe only 10,000 are viewing your post, liking, commenting, all of that things, I would go off of that number. That's going to give you a better indicator of who is really seeing your content, and then use that number to go into podcasting. And also remember, you're not going to see those numbers right away. They have to know you have a podcast. You have to tell them you have a podcast. You have to keep marketing that you have a show out there. And also that not all of those followers like listening to podcasts. It takes time. So just know that if you want to make money fast, podcasting is a long game. It's like a blog. You don't just post one blog post and you're going to have instant, you know. We are so used to seeing this instant gratification from social media. Someone likes our post. Someone views our story. Someone comments on it. We think, oh my gosh, I reached somebody. With a podcast, you're not going to know right away. We don't have that. I mean, yes, we can see the downloads, but that doesn't show us who's listening. It's not giving us that exact instant gratification. So just know, yes, you can make money. And the number one way I recommend you making money is through your services, products and services, but don't expect someone to buy right away. Now, if they've been following you for a long time and they start listening to your podcast, sure, they might purchase pretty quickly. I've had several clients who have made sales from their podcast within the first couple of weeks, but just know it takes time. So don't jump into a podcast thinking, okay, I'm going to make money. It's not going to happen as quickly as you might think. And if it does, oh, that's amazing. Tell me how you did it. Okay, number three, you don't want to take the extra time, or you don't have the extra time, to plan out and record episodes. Much less the production, the editing, the blogs. I mean, unless you have a podcast manager like myself who can help you out with those things, you have to take that into consideration. It does take time to record an episode. On the flip side, the positive side of that is once you've recorded that episode, it's out there forever and you don't ever have to worry about recording it again. But it does take some time to plan and record those episodes. I highly recommend batching. So you could plan out a month's worth of podcast episodes and record them within a few hours a month. So it all depends on how your schedule works. So if you want to start a podcast, just know that does take some time. And especially if you do not want to outsource your podcast, it's going to take even longer. So if you don't have that time, or if you are not willing to carve out that time, I should say that because we all have time. When we want to do something, we make the time for it. So if you truly want a podcast to work, you will find and make the time. I put all of my time into my clients' episodes and my podcast ends up going on the back burner. However, I still make time for it. So just know that if you don't have all of the extra time to do all of the extra things, you might want to wait until you're able to outsource your podcast, because having a podcast manager can take all of that off your plate. Once you've planned it, recorded it, it's done. Someone else can do it for you. But if you're not in the position to outsource, you need to take that into consideration, that it is going to take time to not only plan it, record it, but also do all of the necessary production pieces. And I can help you with all of that and figuring out what all that does, what all that entails. You can always send me a message, or I also have my new podcast launch companion to guide you through each step. So that is also out there for you. Okay. Reason number four to not start a podcast. If you are looking for that immediate feedback, if you are someone that just has to know how many people are following you, you have to know how many views you're getting, likes, comments, all of that stuff, you're not going to get that quick feedback with a podcast. Many times we don't even know who's listening. We don't get feedback. We don't know how well we're doing unless people reach out to you or leave reviews. So that is why it is so important to leave reviews for those podcasts you love, because they don't know that you love it. There's not a like button. I wish there was. That would be nice. But you'd have to either reach out to them or leave a rating and review just so that that podcast host knows how well it's doing. So if you're someone that can't stand not knowing, I mean, that's not the end all be all. That's why I made it further down the list. But you have to know that it does take time and you have to ask for that feedback. All right. Last one, and I think this is the most important one. Honestly, I didn't put these in any particular order. I know I said number four was at the end of the list, but if you do not have a purpose for starting a podcast, you do not want to just have a show to have a show. You have to have a reason. This show used to be called Podcast with Purpose because you have to have a purpose for a podcast. And now I've kind of switch that to becoming you have a message to share, but it all goes together. If you want to have a podcast, know why. What are you wanting to start it for? We already said before, you can't just do it to make money fast. But what you could do is start that to be a lead generator to help you gain clients, which in return will help you make money. Maybe you're wanting to reach more people. Maybe you're wanting to just develop a relationship. I could not tell you. I mean, I could post these five things on Instagram and say five reasons not to start a podcast, and I still might. But if you found that post on Instagram, is that going to resonate as well with you as it is listening to me right now explain it into more detail? So that's the positive of a podcast. You can go into that more in depth. You can get these people listening to you understanding what it is you're trying to get across. But you have to go into it with a purpose. You have to know why you're doing it. So don't just say, I'm going to start a podcast because everybody's telling me to start a podcast. That's not really going to work. Know your purpose. And it could be more than one purpose. Mine is to develop relationships so people that truly want to start a podcast know that they can trust me. You're gaining that trust from people. I want to reach more people so that if they want to start a podcast, they know I'm here for them. I want to give tips. I want people to know that having a podcast can be an amazing benefit to your business. And so I want people to know that they have these reasons, whether they want to go with somebody else or they want to do it themselves. I want that message to come across that you have a voice and others might need to hear it. So those are the five reasons. Let me recap them again. Number one, if you're not passionate or really care about your topic as much, you don't really want to share that because it's just going to show. Number two is make money fast. It is a long game. Three, if you don't have the extra time, you either have to make the time or it's not for you. You're not going to get that immediate feedback. So if you want immediate feedback, social media is where you're going to get that. But know that you will get feedback if you ask for it on a podcast. And you want to have, number five was starting a podcast with a purpose. You want to know why you're doing that. So I could tell you so many more benefits of a podcast, but I want you to realize that it might not be for you. And those are just some things to think about. I hope you found value in this episode. I hope it gave you more insights into whether or not you should start one. If you've been on the fence and you still are like, I don't know if this is for me, please reach out to me. I would be more than happy to walk you through it. And I will be honest with you. If I don't think that what you have right now is best for a podcast, I will let you know. But I could also give you some tips on how it could become really good for you. Okay. I am so thankful that you have been here to listen to me rant about podcasting. And I hope you come back. So I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you found inspiration and valuable insights to enhance your podcasting journey. Remember, the conversation doesn't have to end here. Let's stay connected. You can find me on Instagram at Allison Mitch for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and even more podcasting goodness. And if you're ready to take your podcast dreams to the next level, visit my website at allisonmitch.com. There you'll discover resources and opportunities waiting for you. But before you go, here's a special request. If you've enjoyed this episode and believe in the power of podcasting, please take a moment to leave a rating and review. Your feedback fuels the mission and helps others find their path to purposeful podcasting. Until next time, keep podcasting with purpose, and remember, your voice has the potential to impact the world. Together, we'll make it happen.